Woodbridge, WMAL, Washington.
105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL, a Cumulus station, where Washington comes to talk. News.
Clinton on hold, ceasefire scheduled. I'm Elliot Francis. Hillary Clinton is revising her schedule after canceling a planned trip to California this week. This after an apparent health scare at 9/11 Memorial Ceremony Sunday. Andrew Spencer reports.
The video shows Hillary Clinton very unsteady on her feet. She wobbles. Then, as the Secret Service helps her off the curb and into a van, she stumbles. Clinton would appear outside her daughter's apartment a couple hours later, looking and apparently feeling much better.
It's a beautiful day in New York.
She said she was feeling great, but she didn't explain what happened. Her campaign initially said she was overheated Sunday. Not until much later did her doctor release a statement saying Clinton was diagnosed with pneumonia on Friday. I'm Andrew Spencer.
As a ceasefire looms in Syria, airstrikes there killed nearly 100 people over the weekend. The ceasefire, worked out between the U.S. and Russia, is scheduled to take effect later today. I'm Elliot Francis. In California, members of a conservative student group are angry after a history professor ripped down their Never Forget September 11th posters. Correspondent Jim Roop explains.
A cell phone video released by the students shows Saddleback College History Department Chair Margot Lovett tearing down the posters and telling the students they didn't have permission to hang them.
You're allowed to put posters up, but you need to get permission from student government to do that. So that's why I'm taking them down, just so you understand.
The college says the Young Americans for Freedom is not a school-sanctioned club. The students say the school won't grant them club status. The college says they've not completed their requirements. The students also suggest there's much more than just permission. Lovett reportedly backs a statement that U.S. imperialism is responsible for the 9/11 attacks. Jim Roop, Los Angeles.
Three people are dead after the crash of a small plane in a parking lot at Reno Tahoe International Airport overnight. All three were aboard the aircraft, which crashed shortly after takeoff. No one on the ground was hurt. I'm Elliot Francis.
WMAL News at 5:02. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. News is sponsored by ARS of Virginia. The Redskins open their season tonight at home against the Pittsburgh Steelers, and Coach Jay Gruden is upbeat.
I would like to think our fans are going to come out in big-time numbers. You know, there's a lot to be excited about this year.
Now the Steelers use a no-huddle offense, which Gruden says the Skins are ready
for.
We
have to definitely make sure we get lined up and get our communication out there, get the calls in, and Compton's got to make sure he relays it to the DBs and do a good job in that regard. Otherwise, they'll get lined up fast and they'll put a hurting on you.
Now, thanks to an earlier-than-usual game time tonight for a Monday night game, you can expect afternoon rush hour to start all around lunchtime. Charlie Gishler with Maryland State Highways
just
says,
expect major delays. Use mass transit if possible when you go through the area. Our crews are going to be out there with some extra patrols on the Capitol Beltway and 95.
Tonight's game kicks off at 7:10. FedEx Field parking lots will open at 2 o'clock this afternoon. And as the Redskins get their season started, rumblings continue about their possible future across the Potomac.
Loudoun County Supervisor Ron Meyer says he'd love a stadium in his district, if the deal's right.
If you have economic development where there's commercial businesses and mixed use around the stadium, and there's things going on throughout the year, it can have a really incredible economic impact.
Any stadium would likely go in his district on undeveloped land north of Dulles near a future Silver Line stop.
We have Metro coming out to Loudoun, and we need some commercial development. We need job creators to move to that corridor.
Though Meyer says any public funding is off the table. Steve Burns on WMAL and WMAL.com.
Checking your money, the Dow opens today at 18,085, the NASDAQ at 5126. Sports NFL Week 1, the Giants beat the Cowboys, the Eagles win, the Ravens win. The late game, the Patriots beat the Cardinals. Tonight, Redskins host the Steelers. Baseball, the Nats and O's both win. WNBA, the Mystics lose. And Stan Wawrinka wins the U.S. Open. WMAL News Time 5:04. Up next, traffic and weather. Then it's Mornings on the Mall on 105.9 FM at AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Does your old heating and air conditioning system need to be replaced? Make your home cozy this winter and call ARS Rescue Router. Right now, we're offering up to $1,450 off on new system purchases or no interest, no payments for a year. That's right, two great payment options for your new heating and cooling system. Up to $1,450 off or no interest, no payments for a year. Make your home comfortable and call ARS Rescue Router today for a no-cost, no-obligation estimate. Call 888-2424-ARS or visit arsofvirginia.com.
Call ARS and Rescue Router.
Why should your family have to choose between convenient locations and world-class care when the Innova Network offers both? Innova provides the region's only pediatric urgent care at our Dulles South location, the area's most comprehensive weight loss program at Innova Fair Oaks Hospital, and Loudoun County's only dedicated children's ER and hospital-based natural birth center at Innova Loudoun. And that's just the start. Explore more at innova.org/near you. Innova. Join the future of health.
5:05 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First in the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Maryland and I-95 still with accident activity. Southbound 95 before you get to Route 100, but they have released two left lanes. So you are getting by the scene of the crash. Police at the scene hope to have this all wrapped up by 6 o'clock. So you do have an unexpected delay. Southbound 95 before you get to Route 100, but they are making some progress. No problems right now on 270 if you're traveling between Frederick and the Capitol Beltway. In fact, each direction good. Out of Annapolis and Bowie, 50 lanes are open. In through town, good time to get going across any of the bridges. Looking good over the 14th Street Bridge, 11th Key Bridge, Memorial Bridge, and in from the west, 66 quiet start. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
High pressure builds in here across the region for the start of the business week. Sunny skies today, a little cooler than yesterday, 84. 66 tonight, mix of clouds and sun, warmer upper 80s Tuesday. I'm meteorologist Ken Boone from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 57 in Gainesville, 55 in Bowie, 68 degrees in Washington. Hillary Clinton takes a stumble. Will her campaign follow suit? See the video at WMAL.com. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM at AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall. 105.9 FM. And AM 630.
It is 5:07 on WMAL. Good morning to you. Monday morning, time to get up and get around, get started, and embrace the week. And while you're doing that, we've got all kinds of information and news and stuff to talk about. Coming up at 6:35 this morning, Seb Gorka, author of Defeating Jihad, will join us. At 7:05, it's Joe DeGeneva, legal analyst. At 7:35, Trevor Maddich has the Steelers and the Redskins face off tonight. Joe Concha, a media reporter for The Hill, will talk about what in the world happened with Hillary yesterday, and why were the media kept at bay? 8:35, Gerard Robinson, former Virginia Secretary of Education, talking about some fun and games they were having with the testing process over at Alexandria. It's all straight ahead right here on WMAL. I am Brian Wilson, and he is back. He's rested. He's ready. He's Larry O'Connor.
He's not tanned, though, because Alaska doesn't have that kind of sun. But no. I want to thank Amber Smith and Sherilyn LeBon and Katie Pavlich for sitting in last week. So lucky we are, Brian.
To have such great people, right?
Really wonderful people to sit in. And my gosh, what a weekend it was. You know, if it weren't for Hillary Clinton's, what did Bill Thompson say? Stumbling? It was a heck of a stumble.
Yeah, it wasn't a stumble. It collapsed.
If it weren't for the health issue that was raised yesterday, all day yesterday, that we are going to talk about a lot later this morning, we would be talking all morning about her other major gaffe this weekend. An unbelievable moment Friday night at a fundraiser where she basically said a good quarter of the American electorate are irredeemable.
To just be grossly generalistic, you could put half of Trump supporters into what I call the basket of deplorables. Right? The racist, sexist, homophobic, xenophobic, Islamophobic, you name it. And unfortunately, there are people like that. And he has lifted them up.
There you go. The basket of deplorables. Listen, I don't think anybody sitting around in America right now believes, yeah, that's me. Yeah, I'm a racist. I'm a homophobic. She's talking about me. But guess what? She is talking about you. And I want to know if you take this personally. I want to know if you think this is a game changer in her campaign. I want to know if you think that this is something that is going to make a difference as we head toward November the 8th. 888-620-9625-888-630-WMAL. Are you part of the basket of deplorables? She went on to say, by the way, that these people are irredeemable. What does that mean? There's no hope for them. They can't be talked to. They can't be changed. They don't deserve to be a part of the American experience or the American ideal. We need to root them out. We need to get rid of them. Do you take this personally? Do you think she's talking about you? And what are you going to do about it? 888-630-9625-888-630-WMAL. I want to just talk about the language for a moment.
You could put half of Trump supporters into what I call the basket of deplorables.
Who says that? Is there anything more, you know, Hamptons and Wellesley College and Georgetown than the basket of deplorables. Don't you think that she and Elizabeth Warren, they sit around having cocktails saying, let's talk about those deplorable people that are voting for Donald Trump. This is certainly not the Hillary Clinton that the Democrats want to portray, I wouldn't think. However, I was amazed, Brian, at how the left, Talking Points Memo and Huffington Post and Vox and all of these liberal commentators, Touré, remember him? They embraced it. They said, go, Hillary. You don't back down from this. You've got to call these people out. Well, who are these people? These are people who feel economically disadvantaged. These are people who feel like they've been talked down to and belittled. And by the way, this doesn't help. And basically have been told that they are no longer part of the America that we have all thought we were a part of. Those are the deplorables. And Hillary Clinton and apparently her party really don't think that they have any say anymore. Set aside her health issues for a moment. Like I said, we're going to talk about it a lot this morning, including pretty much the whole first part of the 6 o'clock hour. Let's talk about this first, because this truly was deplorable. What do you think? 888-630-WMAL.
Well, I couldn't agree with you more, Larry, on all that. I thought it was elitist. I thought it came across as very snobby. And I listened to the audience laugh, you know, and when she says this, and how, that's hilarious. It's not hilarious. It is absolutely insulting to a great number of people, millions and millions of Americans. I joked when I got up yesterday morning before all the health stuff became a story that, you know, this was a game changer and that, I was wondering which half I was.
Yes.
I'm not, I don't know. But I'll tell you something about it. If you look at the last presidential campaign, and you buy into this theory that the Mitt Romney 47% comment that was caught on that that little camera by one of the president's former president's cousin or brother,
Jimmy Carter's grandson, nephew
or grandson, that's what it was. Yeah,
if you remember
that 47% comment, and everybody said that was a campaign killer, that was the thing that killed off Mitt Romney's hopes to become the president of the United States. If indeed that was true, then how could this not be a big deal? You have basically said about 25% of the American people are irredeemable and belong in a basket of deplorables. It really was not a very good weekend for Hillary. This backfired on her. She had to apologize somewhat. She didn't really apologize. She said she was just a little too broad in her comments.
Yeah.
Before anything else happened, this was already a disastrous weekend for Hillary Clinton, and I think it is a game changer.
I agree with you, Brian, and I really do think that the comparison to the 47% remarks from Mitt Romney are absolutely apt. However, frankly, I think that Mitt Romney, his remarks actually had a little bit more of a defense to it, and I'll tell you about that in a moment, but I know that you want to chime in. 888-609-625. Let's start with Ray and Bowie. Ray, you're on WMAL. Good morning, Ray.
Hey, Ray, good morning.
Hey, good morning, guys. Welcome back, Larry.
Thank you.
Hey, listen, Hillary is a basket case. I am a proud American, and I take offense to what she says. Her being a basket case is just reflecting her bad judgment and her health. And I think they're going to prop her up like a racehorse. I think they're going to shoot her full of so much stuff to keep her going for the next 60 days until she stands up by herself in a corner and doesn't move.
Little Weekend at Bernie situation there, Ray?
Sounds like to me, pal.
So she thinks you're in the basket of deplorables, and your response is that she is a basket case. I like it.
I believe so.
Thank you, Ray. Good morning.
Yeah,
have a good week.
Yeah.
How about Keith in Winchester? You're next up. WMAL, are you part of the basket of deplorables, Keith?
Well, good morning, Brian. Welcome back, Larry. Absolutely.
Yeah.
You know, there's a difference between Mitt Romney's 47% and Hillary's basket of deplorables. It's very simple. The rules are different if you're a Clinton.
Mm. Yeah, well, all right, that is a big part of it. Certainly in the media reaction, Keith, of course, and I appreciate that. But I want to talk a little bit more about this 47% thing, and Keith, thank you for the call. Let's think about this. What Mitt Romney said about the 47% was that there are people in this country who rely on the government for a vast amount of things, and by the way, they don't have to pay any taxes
into
the government.
Right.
Now, listen, I'm not defending what he said. I'm merely trying to shed some light on what he said and what was behind it. It was a truthful statement. reasons. It was not a
It was factual. It wasn't very political.
Exactly. But he was basing it on some facts and basing it on the fact that, listen, these people are not going to vote for me because, number one, they're not paying into this system and they're getting a lot out of this system. He wasn't making a character judgment about who they were. He wasn't calling them irredeemable. He was just saying, listen, these are the realities of the political situation we're in right now. Hillary Clinton just called 25% of the American electorate bigots.
Yeah.
And irredeemable and not part of the America that she wants to build. That's a major difference and quite deplorable, if I may coin the phrase.
It is deplorable, and it really speaks to this sort of elitist attitude that Democrats have about anybody who disagrees with them. If you disagree with a Democratic position, then there must be something really, really wrong with you. How can you dare to have a different opinion than we have? And that's what really troubles me about this.
Sorry, we want to hear from all you deplorable people out there. 888-630-9625. Are you in Hillary's basket of deplorables? If so, I want to hear what you're going to do about it. Right now, it's 515. WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes first on the fives. Here's Jamie Witten. She is in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
There he is. Good morning. 95. Deplorable conditions, but improving. So Maryland 95 are coming southbound through Elkridge. The crash investigation, they're trying to wind down. They say by 6 o'clock they hope to have this finished, but they have two lanes getting by now. Scene of the incident, southbound Maryland 95 before you get to Route 100. So if you're coming south, say south of 195, keep alert because you'll see some of the brake lights ahead. Beyond good, had some overnight road work each direction, 95 near 212. That's been wrapped up. I'm not seeing anything on the Beltway through Bethesda and Silver Spring. That looks good. Virginia Beltway quiet. Virginia 95 northbound out of Stafford and up through to the Beltway. And if you're taking 395 Beltway to and across the 14th Street Bridge, lanes reported open. And I'm not seeing any delays. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Boy, do we have a string of great weather right now. Sunny day today, high of 84 degrees. 84 degrees. Wow, that's too hot for Hillary to be out in.
Yeah.
She's going to have some health issues.
75, 78,
yeah,
she'll overheat.
You better watch that.
You gotta be careful.
Tonight, fair skies, low 66 degrees. And then tomorrow, sunny, a few passing clouds. Tomorrow's high is 87 degrees. Enjoy it while it lasts. Right now, 70 degrees in the nation's capital, 517.
This is Larry O'Connor. If you have dental fear like me, do what I did. Contact the great dentist at Bethesda Sedation Dentistry online at BethesdaSedationDentistry.com.
You could put half of Trump's supporters into what I call the basket of deplorables.
It's unbelievable what Hillary Clinton said Friday at a fundraiser. By the way, you talked about the laughter there, Brian, and it's important to note. This was a fundraiser with Barbara Streisand and all of the other elite. How many gajillions of dollars has Hillary already raised from all of these rich elitists? And now she has to go with her, you know, basket out asking for more money. And she makes a comment like this because, you know, that you're right. It's the elitist club that
she's looking
in.
Down her nose. Yeah. At a lot of people in this, hardworking people in this country.
And I really hope the Trump campaign and other people in the conservative commentariat don't let this go. Listen, yesterday's story about Hillary's health is huge. It's enormous. But I'm not trying to disqualify it. But here's the thing. If Hillary Clinton has such horrible health issues right now that she can't continue in this campaign, or people decide not to vote for her because they're afraid that she has frail health, that's one thing, and I get it, and that's how votes happen. But guess what? I want to defeat Hillary Clinton and her like because of their ideas, because their ideas are wrong, because their approach to this country is wrong. Listen, I want to win no matter what, but I'd really like to win because our ideas are better. And this, frankly, to me, is actually a bigger issue than Hillary's health, because it tells you exactly who they are, who she is, and who her supporters are, and what they think of you. And that's something that should not be let go of. And I sure hope the Trump campaign continues to press on this issue and they don't let it go, because you know the media is looking for a good reason to let it go. How about Ron in Fairfax? Ron, you're on WMAL. Go.
Good morning, gentlemen, and welcome back, Larry. There's not enough time in your program to go over my sarcastic tweet storm of this weekend, although it's amazing that Syrian dictator Assad is a reformer. Well, you know, we're a basket of deplorables, I suppose.
That's a good one.
You know, in 1884, a Republican representative referred to Democrats as the party of rum, Romanism, and rebellion. How did that work out for President James G. Blaine? I mean, you know, there's even more precedent, if you will. But, I mean, Brian, I think you sort of got to the point that I was thinking of, and we've seen this for quite a while now, the whole attitude by Democrats that if you oppose what we want, and frankly, I don't think you need to be a hardcore Trump supporter, but, you know, you are racist, you are misogynist. I mean, you know, people, you oppose Obama because he's black, not over issues. And look at what happens at especially places like college campuses where, you know, speech codes are based on things like this.
Yeah. Great point, Ron, and thank you for throwing down the Speaker of the House Blaine reference.
Wow, that was a deep
Maine's favorite son, James G. Blaine.
A little history lesson this morning.
Lynn, he's good. Lynn in Martinsburg, you're next up on WMAL. Hey, Lynn.
Hey, Lynn. Good morning.
Good morning, guys. Welcome back, Larry.
Thank
you. I'm probably one of those deplorables.
Yeah, you
talking
are
talking about that hits my wagon to Trump's star, and I feel that if you think the divisiveness has been bad with Obama, look out with Hillary, because she's going to finish it.
Great point, Lynn. And thank you for reminding me of that. I wanted to ask today, you know, what part of the stronger together theme of the Clinton campaign do the deplorables fit into? She's trying to put herself out there as some sort of you know, peacemaking, bridge-building, consensus builder with this stronger together thing. Boy, if you think things were divisive under Obama...
Yeah.
How did the deplorables fit in?
Yeah, I mean, is this the person you want to come to the office of the presidency and have her look down her nose at a quarter of the people who live in this country? It seems to me that would be a disqualifying factor.
Andy in Noakesville, we're talking to the deplorables this morning. Are you one of them, Andy?
Yes, I am. And what really concerns me is Hillary's just destroyed my safe space.
Oh, that's not a good thing.
No, it isn't. I'm really worried now. Where am I going to stand?
Well, we're going to have a team of therapists out there in Noakesville to talk you off the ledge, Andy, because you deserve a safe space, and you don't deserve that this verbal abuse. You need to get yourself onto a college campus is what you need, Andy.
Please don't send me a Hillary's... I don't think it did me much good.
Just send her doctors out to you, Andy. All right, well, at least they'll get their story straight eventually.
That's for sure.
Andy at Noakesville. Boy, everybody's firing on all cylinders this morning. We've got everyone's had their bulletproof coffee and they're ready to go. We'll continue with your calls. In fact, Raymond in Manassas, a federal law enforcement officer, I want to hear from you. You are next, sir, because, there are a whole lot of these deplorable, irredeemable Americans who wear the uniform that Hillary was talking about, and that deserves a response.
It's 522 on WMAL.
Get the news and information you want when you want it. Rivet Radio lets you hear one riveting story after another. Customize your news to hear only what's important to you. Download Rivet Radio for iPhone, Android, or Amazon Fire.
Well, let's talk about home security for a while. With Ackerman Security Systems, do you know you can protect your family with reliable, certified monitoring at a great price, just $19.95 a month? So stop paying $30, $40, $50 a month and for monitoring when you can make the switch to Ackerman today and start saving. Why Ackerman? Well, first of all, they're the only company with guarantees on a response time. Secondly, they make it very easy to make the switch. You can actually leave your existing equipment in place and you'll get the peace of mind for that great $19.95 a month price. Lastly, Ackerman Security, security is all they really do, and they do it better than anyone else. So listen to this. When you make the switch to Ackerman, just mention WMAL. You'll get up to 3 months of monitoring absolutely free. Plus, as an extra special offer for September, new customers receive 50% off their Skybell doorbell camera. Just $99 installed, so you can see who's at the door even when you're not home. Don't wait. Call Ackerman Security today. 888-999-1070. That's 888-999-1070. Or online at AckermanSecurity.com.
Whether you're buying a home or trying to lower your interest rate, finding the right mortgage company is often stressful and time-consuming. Listen this Saturday to The Mortgage Radio Show at 1 p.m. The Mortgage Radio Show is your number one source for mortgage news. Every Saturday, Teresa Strasser and Sean Metter will give you the best tools for finding the right mortgage product to fit your needs. So tune in to The Mortgage Radio Show every Saturday at 1 p.m. on WMAL or call 800-700-8068 to learn more.
The domestic litigation firm Cordell & Cordell has been the partner men can count on for over 25 years. Hello, my name's Joe Cordell. Over those years, tens of thousands of guys across America and now in the UK have turned to Cordell & Cordell when everything was on the line. We're proud of that expression of trust, but we know the responsibility that comes with it. Our tremendous growth is the result of our tremendous commitment, commitment to a core set of values and an obsession with client care. If we ever lose that focus, we'll cease to be the partner that guys will count on. We get that. So you can be sure that our focus over the next 25 years will stay on those values that got us where we are and that our clients have come to expect.
Contact the domestic litigation firm of Cordell & Cordell to schedule an appointment with one of our firm's Fairfax attorneys, a partner men can count on, 571-446-0000. Online at CordellCordell.com. That's CordellCordell.com.
Does your old heating and air conditioning system need to be replaced? Call McCarthy Services today for a no-cost, no-obligation estimate. We're offering up to $1,450 off new system purchases or no interest, no payments for a year. Visit McCarthyHomeServices.com.
525, now WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes first on the 5s. Jamie Witten is in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, let's begin Maryland, Howard County. Still with accident activity, southbound on I-95. Before we get to Route 100, this accident called for an investigation. They now have released two left lanes, and they hope to have this wrapped up by 6 o'clock. But for now, if you're coming southbound 95 before Route 100, that's where you're experiencing the delay. Stay to the left to get you on by. Once you get through there, though, good. You're wide open, continuing down to the Capitol Beltway. Beltway and through Bethesda, Silver Spring, to the Wilson Bridge. Still not seeing any backups there. Southeast, Southwest Freeway, that looks good in each direction. No problems on 395 off the Beltway to and across the 14th Street Bridge. And checking out 270 out of Frederick down to the Beltway. Good. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Sunny and cooler today with a high near 84. Fair skies tonight, 66. Partly cloudy, upper 80s Tuesday. I'm meteorologist Ken Boone from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now it's 70 degrees in the nation's capital, 526.
The racist, sexist, homophobic, xenophobic, Islamophobic, you name it.
You name it. They're all of them out there, those Republicans.
And she was just getting started on her list. And by the way, do you think that was prompterized or do you think that was ad-lib?
I couldn't tell. I watched it a few times. It looked like the Basket of Deplorables line. She was reading from a prompter, and then after the laughter, she sort of went on that little riff about.
She got energized by the fact that they responded to something she said, and then she sort of went off on a riff, and the riff was all her, right?
That's what it seemed to me.
Yeah, I think you may be right.
VP candidate Mike Pence.
Hillary, they are not a basket of anything. They are Americans, and they deserve your respect.
Raymond in Manassas, you're one of the basket of deplorables, are you, Raymond?
Hey, Raymond.
Oh, I guess I am.
What's your response to her?
Well, my response is this. Hillary Clinton didn't even have the decency to respond to a survey sent out by the Fraternal Order of Police. The Trump campaign did. I'm actually voted for Bill Clinton once. So if she's including former Bill Clinton supporters as deplorables, then I think she's got a real problem.
Thank you, Raymond. I appreciate it.
You could put half of Trump supporters into what I call the basket of deplorables.
That is one sick woman. By the way, speaking of that, we got plenty more on her health.
We mean she's really not well.
Stay with us. It's 527. It's 528 on WMAL.
Who can make your house right and keep it nice and tight? The Window Man can.
Are you considering replacement windows by Pella or renewal by Anderson? Stop. Marvin's replacement window, the Infinity, is made of 100% Altrex fiberglass and will never rot, warp, bend, or bow. TheWindowMan.com dares you to compare this industry leader to any other window on the market. Once you do, you'll see just how superior Marvin's Altrex fiberglass window truly is. The Infinity offers the classic traditional look of wood, 8 times the strength of vinyl, and more natural light with larger glass space and smaller profiles. And through September, you will receive a $500 discount on Marvin Infinity window orders. Schedule your free estimate by calling 703-978-9888. 703-978-9888. The Window Man. No games, no gimmicks. They educate, you decide.
The Window Man can.
See us for saving details.
My number two does not look like a number two. I don't know what to call it. Is there a number three?
Table for four, please. Anything close to the restroom.
A middle seat with these stomach problems? That's my fear of flying.
Sound like you? If it does,
You could be one of the many people with a digestive condition called exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI. Even if you don't know what EPI is, you might know the symptoms. Frequent diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain. If you have even just one of these symptoms, you could still have EPI, because not everybody experiences EPI the same way, which is why it's so important to open up to your doctor about all your symptoms. And the good news is, EPI is manageable, so don't keep a lid on it. Go to identifyepi.com, complete the symptom checker, and use it to have a conversation with your doctor. Don't keep a lid on it. Visit identifyepi.com. Brought to you by AbbVie.
Coming up on WMAL yesterday, lots of tributes and remembrances of the events of September 11th. We'll let you know what all of the politicians said, including a curious statement from President Obama at the Pentagon yesterday about diversity on 9/11. That's coming up after the news.
WMAL-FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington. 105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News. Now.
WMAL News at 5:30. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. Recovering from a bout with pneumonia, Hillary Clinton is taking a break from the campaign trail. This after she was forced to make an early exit from the 9/11 anniversary commemoration in New York.
The campaign had earlier said she left the event after becoming overheated. Clinton then went to her daughter's apartment in New York. When leaving there, she told reporters she was feeling great, waved to supporters, even signed an autograph for a young girl. The campaign told us Mrs. Clinton was later examined at her home in Chappaqua. The doctor said she was overheated, dehydrated, and the campaign also revealed on Sunday that Friday she had been diagnosed with pneumonia, had been put on antibiotics.
Correspondent Joe Johns. Now, we're not hearing much of anything from the Donald Trump campaign about Hillary Clinton's latest health problem. Correspondent Andrew Spencer tells us.
Sources inside Trump's campaign say surrogates have been told to be respectful and staff members told to keep quiet and not say anything negative about what happened on Sunday.
Donald Trump, meanwhile, is in Baltimore today, and so are the protesters. Trump is scheduled to address the annual conference of the National Guard Association of the United States. The People's Power Assembly has organized a protest, and some say they will try and confront Trump supporters. The Redskins are on Monday Night Football, but it's an earlier than usual start time, 7:10, to accommodate the NFL's season-opening Monday Night doubleheader. The early start could be Beltway traffic nightmare, says Charlie Gishler with Maryland State Highways.
When you have a game like tonight that starts earlier than normal, then you're really throwing a wrench into the afternoon rush hour. So anytime between 2 o'clock this afternoon and then well after game time, it's going to draw a lot of attention.
So he says expect major delays this afternoon. Checking your money, the Dow opens today at 18,085, the NASDAQ at 5126. Sports, the Redskins host the Steelers tonight in their season opener. Yesterday, the Giants beat Dallas, the Eagles win, the Ravens win, the late game, the Patriots win. Baseball, the Nats and O's both inch closer to the playoffs with wins yesterday. WNBA, the Mystics lose, and Alabama remains the number one team in the AP college football poll. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM at AM 630, Washington. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Hi, I'm Dr. Alex McMillan of McMillan Sedation Dentistry, and I've seen people's daily lives interrupted by chronic mouth pain, missing teeth, and slipping dentures. Dental implants are a permanent solution that we offer in a single pain-free visit using nationally recognized state-of-the-art technology. Your new smile will look and feel completely natural. Why consider dental implants? Because losing one or more of your teeth creates a gap in your smile, affects your ability to chew properly, and causes the appearance of premature aging. The dental implant treatments I use are designed in a lab by highly skilled artisans with the latest materials and technology. Smile big. Eat what you want. With over 35 years of experience, advanced training and certification in the very latest techniques, I can provide a brand new, beautiful smile in a single, pain-free visit. Call 877-394-4511. Online at SmileEasy.com. That's SmileEasy.com.
It's almost fall. The kids are back in school, and now's the time to remodel your kitchen or bath before the holidays. Hi, this is Elaine Mick, owner of Cabinet Discounters. Whether you want a new countertop or complete kitchen or bath remodel, you should get started right now. First, you need time to work with one of our experienced designers to create a kitchen or bath that's perfect for your family. And you need time to make your product selections. Kitchens today are much more than just a place to cook. They're a family gathering place. It's a place where the kids can do homework while you prepare dinner, or where guests can chat while you cook without getting in the way. Get some great ideas and a free planning guide from our website, cabinetdiscounters.com, or visit one of our 7 showrooms in Maryland and Virginia. Cabinet Discounters will help create a kitchen or bath that's uniquely yours and that fits your budget. Call now for a free consultation with an experienced designer at Cabinet Discounters. Great quality, great price.
Cabinet Discounters. Great quality, great price.
Does this election season have you thinking about retirement? It may be time for a lesson from the retirement professor, Winter Troxell.
I think it's critically important for federal employees to be prepared, know your benefit calculations, understand your Social Security options, your pension options, your TSP options and the like, and just be ready for what comes ahead, whether it be change in politics or the markets or whatever is in front of us.
Learn more on the retirement professor Saturday afternoons at 2 o'clock on WMAL or visit retirementprofessorradio.com.
At Inova Sports Medicine, we know an athlete's passion for the game doesn't go out, even if his knee does. If you love to play, you want to, whether you're 6 or 16 or 60. The physicians at Inova Sports Medicine are helping athletes all over the area get their knees, shoulders, shins, and every other part back in the game. To learn more, visit inova.org/sportsmedicine. Inova, the official sports medicine partner of the Washington Redskins and the Washington Nationals.
535 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First in the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Around the Beltway, nice and quiet. Virginia and Maryland. Maryland Beltway past New Hampshire Avenue to George Avenue still up at speed. However, if you're coming off the Beltway, southbound New Hampshire Avenue just past Adelphi Road, that's where crews are dealing with the crash. So this will be southbound New Hampshire between Adelphi Road and Metzerat Road. Watch for police there at the scene. On Maryland's 95 in Howard County, southbound before Route 100. Accident investigation from an overnight incident. They've now released 2 left lanes. We still have delays, though. So if you're coming southbound on I-95, watch for those delays south of I-195. 29, that still works for you through Columbia down toward Route 100. I didn't have any problems there. If you're taking the Baltimore-Washington Parkway, that's still delay-free as well, passing Route 100 and then continuing down toward the Beltway. 270, nice quiet start and heading through town and over the bridges without incident reported. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Dry, pleasant forecast here for the start of the business week. Lots of sunshine today. Not as warm as yesterday. High about 84. Fair skies, 66 tonight. Mix of clouds and sun warmer. Upper 80s Tuesday. I'm meteorologist Ken Boone from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 64 in Chantilly, 63 in La Plata, 68 degrees in Washington. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM at AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall.
105.9 FM.
And AM 630.
WMAL. It's 5:37. You're listening to WMAL, and we got plenty for you. What a big morning we have. 6:35, Seb Gorka, author of Defeating Jihad. 7:05, Joe DeGeneva for his weekly session with us. 7:35, Trevor Maddich on a preview of tonight's big Monday night game for the Redskins. 8:05, Joe Concha. He's the media reporter for The Hill, and boy, does he have a thing or two to say about how the media has handled the Hillary health issue, especially yesterday. And then at 8:35, Gerard Robinson, former Virginia Secretary of Education. Big morning here. Stay with us. It's Larry O'Connor alongside Brian Wilson.
Well, we all paused, I think, at some point yesterday to think back on what happened on September 11th, some 15 Septembers ago, with the attack on the World Trade Center, the Pentagon, and on the aircraft that went down in Shanksville, Pennsylvania. And as we did so, there are a lot of different memorials that take place around the country. There certainly is one at Ground Zero, and there's always one at the Pentagon. And yesterday, the president made his appearance out there at the Pentagon for the ceremonies there. Interesting little thing that, by the way, before we get into what he said, that is reported in the Daily Caller, the Pentagon was attacked at 9:37. 9:37 a.m., 15 years ago. And when they do the memorial service, they always pause for a moment of silence at exactly 9:37.
Right.
I mean, that has been the way it's always been since the first year that we stopped to commemorate those horrible day, that horrible day. And apparently, according to the Daily Caller, this is quoting a DOD official, they moved up the moment of silence this year. Because the president got there a little early and wanted to move things along.
Are you kidding?
That is what
Who's reporting that?
The Daily Caller is reporting that.
I have not seen that, Brian. Thank you for bringing it to
my attention. The Daily Caller reports this and quotes a DOD official as saying the president arrived early, wanted to move things along, and asked that that they do the moment of silence a little earlier. So it was at about 9:43 that he began his remarks at the Trade Center. I mean, at the Pentagon yesterday, and you know, he said a lot of the things you would expect a president to say at a moment like this. But then, I would say about three quarters of the way through his speech, he sort of made what I thought was an interesting transition. Other people have noted it as well. He said, and that's why it's so important today that we reaffirm our character as a nation, a people drawn from every corner of the world, every color, every religion, every background, bound by a creed as old as our founding. And he continued,
E pluribus unum. Out of many, we are one. For we know that our diversity, our patchwork heritage, is not a weakness. It is still and always will be one of our greatest strengths. This is the America that was attacked that September morning. This is the America that we must remain true to.
Yeah, so it's interesting that among all the things that he felt were important to mention on this day was a message about diversity. You know, it's something the president speaks about often in his comments around the country. Whenever he goes, gets before a camera, he often mentions the need for this. But it was very interesting that a time and a place when we were there to pay homage to those who lost their lives, when we were there to remember this somber day some 15 Septembers ago, that the president chose this as a time to make what some would consider to be a political statement. It really was a political statement. It was very much aimed at Donald Trump in many ways, and his desire to do things like shut down our borders to make them more secure. The president disagrees with that, and I just thought it was really, really out of place in this particular setting to go after those types of comments. It was subtle, but it was definitely there.
Yeah, and by the way, it was the headline. That was the headline takeaway from USA Today. Obama celebrates diversity at 9/11 speech. It's really disheartening, you know, because diversity, this word has become, you know, a political buzzword, meaning, you know, protection of minorities and various other political agendas. I got to say, I mean, I watched the New York proceedings yesterday. I was flipping between Fox News covering the live events at Ground Zero and also MSNBC. And here's a rare moment, praise for MSNBC. MSNBC played the NBC News coverage as it happened from September 11th, 2001 in its entirety. And it's wonderful. They should do it every year. Other networks should do this. It's very important to go back and watch those events unfold and watch how the American people received that information and dealt with it, because you go right back to that moment and back to where you are.
I can't. By the way, I can't watch it without heart starting to race it did that day
because
when I was.
You were part of it.
I was covering the coverage here. Yeah,
and so you know, so to hear President Obama say this here in our home in Washington, part of the attacks at the Pentagon. You know, I know that you had Deborah Burlingame on Friday, and what a courageous and wonderful woman she is. And I was lucky enough to be friends with Brad Burlingame, her brother, her other brother, who has passed away since then. He just died last year from cancer. And Chick Burlingame was the pilot of that plane that crashed into the Pentagon.
Right.
And you think about what happened to Chick, and you think about what happened to the people on that plane, and you hear President Obama now 15 years later reduce it down to the idea that we were attacked by these Islamic terrorists because of our diversity, that they hate us because of our diversity. They hate us because of E pluribus unum. That's not why they hate us. They didn't attack us because of our diversity. But it seems like we've lost sight of that sometimes with our leaders. Well, why did they attack us? At 6:35, we'll have Seb Gorka, author of Defeating Jihad, an expert radical Islamic terrorism. He has a good idea as to why they attacked us on September 11, 2001. We'll talk about
it. And going forward, I guess apparently the moment of silence at 9:37 doesn't really mean that it has to be at 9:37. The standard has been set.
Not if it's inconvenient for the commander-in-chief.
It is now 5:44 on WMAL.
You've put it off long enough. Your rugs and carpets need a deep-down professional clean. So call someone you can trust. Call Joe Hadid. And right now, get 20% off any implant rug cleaning. Call 703-241-1111 or go to joehadid.com.
Now for today's military news, brought to you by GEICO Military. The Marine Corps Military Occupational Specialty 5811, Military Police, is a challenging job. But MPs who consider themselves alpha dogs might have the opportunity to work with man's best friend by competing to become a military dog handler. Although competition is not a requirement to earn the dog handler title, it is a way the MP community awards Marines for a sought-after opportunity. Get the full story at WMAL.com/todays.
Thanks for Coney Island hot dogs, for airplanes and air conditioners, for coming up with sunglasses, cruise control, and Route 66. For everything American, GEICO would like to say thanks to the people who defend it. That's why GEICO has been proudly supporting our military and their families for over 75 years. It's our way of saying thanks.
See how much you could save on car insurance by switching to GEICO. For a quote, visit GEICO.com, call 1-800-MILITARY, or contact your local GEICO agent today.
5:45 now, WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, let's go to Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Larry, delays continue to grow on Maryland's I-95 southbound in Howard County. The incident before you get to Route 100 still has the right half of the roadway blocked. And we're looking at the clock here. We're hoping by 6 o'clock that they hope to wrap everything up. They were doing an investigation. Your delays beginning south on I-95 to south of I-195. So plan ahead. A little bit extra time here on Maryland 95. You could use 29. That works for you if you want to come through Ellicott City that way. Baltimore, Washington Parkway, a little bit of volume as you pass I-195, but better toward Route 100. No problems to report on 270. Volume growing, though. Volume growing on 66, pushing through Manassas and then through to Centerville. And now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Dry, pleasant forecast here for the start of the business week. Lots of sunshine today. Not as warm as yesterday. High about 84. Fair skies, 66 tonight. Mix of clouds and sun, warmer, upper 80s Tuesday. I'm meteorologist Ken Boone from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
70 degrees right now, 546.
Chris Plant here. For more than 40 years, local residents have trusted Overhead Door Company of Washington, D.C. for their garage door repair needs. They are the industry leader in garage door sales and service. When you need garage door repair, visit GarageDoorRepair.com.
Summer loving had me a blast.
Summer loving happened so fast.
I met a girl.
I guess, you know, this is what kids are singing on the first or couple weeks of school now,
why
right?
Why is it that every 4 or 5 years, this comes back in a big way? I don't understand this. It repeatedly does.
Greece, the enduring musical of our time. But there's a really cool theory about Greece that was floating around the internet last week that I just wanted to talk about real fast. A couple of other items in the entertainment world as well. But this one really caught my attention. It was this bizarre concept around the movie Grease. Think about the movie Grease now, all right? The whole narrative of the movie.
It's been a while since I've seen it, but now I'll try to remember.
And there's an internet rumor going around that the movie, the framing of the movie is that Sandy, the Olivia Newton-John character
right
there, Sandy is actually in a coma dying from a drowning accident. And this whole movie, musical, is her coma-induced fantasy to help her transition from this world to the next.
Really?
Yeah, well,
I didn't get that. I must have missed that part of the show.
And actress Sarah Michelle Gellar, former Buffy the Vampire Slayer, of course, she Facebooked this. You know, she said, I just heard this, and it's blowing my mind. And she wrote about it, and it sort of took off. Now, first of all, just so you know, one of the creators of the film has come out and said, you know, whoever thought this up was on acid. However, it's sort of one of those, you know, those sixth sense, you know, I see dead people, you know, Bruce Willis kind of moments where if you think about it, it actually sort of makes sense. Because in that song, the opening song there in Summer Nights, I guess Danny Zuko says, you know, I saved her life. She nearly drowned is one of the lyrics of that song. And so the idea is, okay, so there was this incident. She drowns, but then she's in a coma, and everything else is a fantasy. And then at the remember they do the whole thing with the angels, you know, the teen
end
angel thing,
yeah,
or the dream angel. And then at the end, when they live happily ever after, they get into their 57 Chevy or whatever car, Grease Lightning, and they what do? They drive up into the clouds. And Sandy turns around, looks over her shoulder at the camera, looks at you, smiles and waves, and she goes off. Think about it.
Okay.
Mind blown. Or it's just a cheesy musical based on the 50s.
It could be.
It could be that, too. It doesn't explain the Jeff Conway factor, or the Mary Lou Henner factor, for that matter. Anyway, moving on into the entertainment world, you got to hear about Kiss, the rock group
Kiss. Love this story,
Kiss was giving a concert. And they stopped the concert in the middle of it and did this whole thing where they handed over a check for $150,000 to a charity group that helps find jobs for vets.
Right.
And then did this whole presentation about patriotism. This is Kiss. This is Gene Simmons and Paul Stanley
makeup, right?
In full makeup with all the boots and everything. Paul Stanley gets up there and starts talking about how the NFL lately, some of these football stars have been disrespecting the flag. And he says, so now that we all know, we're here to recognize all these great people, the vets that they brought on the stage. And then Paul Stanley says, you should remember, patriotism is always cool. Loving your country is always cool. Standing up and respecting and honoring our military is always cool. And then he had the entire crowd at this concert stand up, put their hands over their hearts, and say with him the Pledge of Allegiance.
Wow.
And at the end, he said, God bless you, God bless our troops, and then the entire band went into a pretty kick-ass version of the Star-Spangled Banner.
There you go.
So, a little tip of the hat to Kiss there.
How about that? It's refreshing.
It is. It's very refreshing. You know what else is refreshing?
What's that?
Hearing our daily take from El Rushmo.
Oh, yeah. I always feel refreshed.
Well, let's get to it then. Yeah. Here's Rush.
Well, the Democrats are desperate to keep their dirt under wraps. Last week, Nancy Pelosi wrote to House Speaker Paul Ryan demanding that Republicans refuse to campaign on any documents that are leaked via hacks of Democrat servers. Both the DNC, the Democrat Congressional Campaign Committee, were hacked, so it's possible that material is going to come out. And more missing Hillary emails will supposedly soon be made public, too. Pelosi blaming the Russians. In her letter to Paul Ryan, she said, we must come together to say that defending our democracy from Russia's meddling is more important than any advantage or disadvantage in this election. Democrats and Republicans must present a united front in the face of Russia's attempts to tamper with the will of the American people. How touching. Finally, the Democrats find a cause bigger than their own political aspirations. The Democrats want us to be united in keeping their dirt in the closet. You know, for decades, the Democrat Party has used every slimy, dirty trick in the book against the GOP. They falsely accused Republicans of racism, sexism, bigotry, homophobia, and xenophobia. They repeatedly lie to seniors, claiming Republicans are going to take away their Social Security and their houses. They routinely accuse the GOP of trying to starve school kids, and worse. After decades of being the targets of Democrats' slanderous lies, I hope no Republicans are stupid enough to go along with Pelosi's idea. If Democrat dirt, in other words, the truth, if it comes out, use it. Use all of it.
General all-round good guy.
Rush, noon to 3, now on 105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
I'm Governor Gary Johnson, candidate for President of the United States, and I approve this message. Like 60% of you, I'm not impressed by the two-party system. It's a dinosaur. It's outmoded and no longer reflects today's America. Two-party politics doesn't work, and it hasn't worked for anybody but itself in decades. If we the people are wise, we will never again elect another president from within the entrenched, corrupt, co-opted two-party system. The office of president should serve the needs of everyone equally, with respect and with fairness. I did it as governor, I'll do it as president. Google me. 60% of you have said you want another choice in 2016, and now you have one in me. We the people have a chance to do something in 2016 that may not come around again in our lifetimes. We have a legitimate chance to elect one of our own to the highest office in the land.
Our best America yet. Johnson Weld, 2016.
Paid for by Gary Johnson, 2016.
Hey, Larry O'Connor here, and my friends and realtors Sarah and Debbie Reynolds of the Reynolds team with Keller Williams are just killing it and getting their sellers top dollar for their homes. They just sold John and Annette's home in just 26 days. And you know what's really amazing is their home was previously on the market with some other realtor for over 6 months and it didn't sell. Then in comes Sarah and Debbie. They got their home sold fast. The realtor you hire matters. Selecting the wrong agent can cost you thousands. Debbie and Sarah's proven system produces results, and it's getting homes sold fast and for top dollar. They'll even show you a list of actual buyers who are ready to buy a home matching your home's criteria right now. Call the Reynolds team, 844-344-SOLD, 844-344-SOLD, or visit DebbieHasTheBuyers.com. That's DebbieHasTheBuyers.com, and start packing. I mean, start packing today.
Hiring people is probably the worst part of my job. It's such a hassle, the searching, the sorting through resumes. Most people don't have the right experience.
We started using ZipRecruiter about 3 months ago. Right from the start, you could tell it was going to make hiring a lot easier. One click and my job was posted to 100 plus job boards, all the top sites.
All of the candidates came to my dashboard, and it's easy to compare them. Thumbs up if I liked them, thumbs down if I didn't. No emails and attachments, printing up docs, phone calls, none of that.
And I couldn't believe the number of great applicants we got. I had the person we needed within 1 week. I don't know how we hired before ZipRecruiter.
Whether you're looking to fill one position or 20, find the best candidates with ZipRecruiter, where your job is just one click away from 100 plus job sites. ZipRecruiter, the fastest way to hire. And right now you can try ZipRecruiter free. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/work. That's ZipRecruiter.com/work. ZipRecruiter.com/work.
It is 5:55 now. WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, Larry, been watching this accident. Howard County, southbound on I-95 before you get to Route 100. It was an overnight pedestrian accident. They had to do an investigation. And just moments ago, they put everything over to the right shoulder, but now they're blocking the two right lanes again. So it's still a little bit of a changing scene here. Southbound 95 before 100 with the delays still on the approach as you're coming south near I-195. Baltimore-Washington Parkway, still better option for you. But as soon as they get all the lanes released here, and like I said, I'm watching this closely, that should start to improve. Now for 270, it's just been about the volume. No problems around the American Legion Bridge, Woodrow Wilson Bridge. Beltway's running fine. 395, a great time to get going. Beltway 2 and across the 14th Street Bridge in good shape. And now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Sunny and cooler today with a high near 84. Fair skies tonight, 66. Partly cloudy, upper 80s Tuesday. I'm meteorologist Ken Boone from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 70 degrees in your nation's capital. Traffic and weather brought to you by Rivet Radio.
Get the news and information you want when you want it. Rivet Radio lets you hear one riveting story after another. Customize your news to hear only what's important to you. Download Rivet Radio for iPhone, Android, or Amazon Fire.
Hey, it's Brian Wilson for my friends at Ackerman Security Systems. Did you know they can protect your family with reliable, certified monitoring at a great price? Just $19.95 a month. Stop paying $30, $40, or $50 a month for monitoring. You can make the switch to Ackerman and save. Why Ackerman, you ask? Well, first of all, they're the only company that guarantees a response time. Secondly, they make it very easy to make the switch. They can leave your existing equipment in place, and you get peace of mind for that great $19.95 a month price. And at Ackerman, security is all they do, so they do it better than anyone else. Now listen to this. Mention you heard the ad on WMAL. Get up to 3 months monitoring free, plus an extra special offer for September. New customers receive 50% off their Skybell doorbell camera. Just $99 installed. You'll see who is at your door even when you're not home. Don't wait. Call Ackerman Security today and get protected. Switch and save. Here's the number, 888-999-1070. That's 888-999-1070, or go to AckermanSecurity.com.
Have you outgrown your timeshare? You bought it back when the kids were young. It was your big family vacation, and you have some great memories. Well, now the kids have left the nest, and they have families of their own. You realize you're not spending your vacations at the timeshare anymore. You're spending them traveling to see the grandkids. Even though you're not using the timeshare, you're still paying for it. So, you tried to sell it. That didn't work. You thought about donating it, but you really don't want to do that to a charity you care about. And now you just feel stuck. You're not stuck. Timeshare Exit Team will get you out of your timeshare. As a consumer protection company, Timeshare Exit Team is the most trusted name in the industry. They negotiate with the resorts and get them to take the contract back. Go to TimeshareExitTeam.com. See the reviews and schedule your free in-person consultation. Timeshare Exit Team has a 100% guarantee. They'll get you out or give you a complete refund. TimeshareExitTeam.com.
We can save energy. We can save money. We can win by putting Novex Energy Efficiency Game Plan into action. Let's do this.
Hold that thermostat to 68 degrees in the winter. Use Novex Online Energy Playbook for ways to save.
Coach, the power bill just came in.
Touchdown. We lowered our power bill with Novex. Winning ways to save.
Win big by going to Novex.com and putting your savings game plan into action today.
Are you still promising yourself or your spouse to get your will updated and a good basic estate plan in place? Are you finally ready to make sure you don't leave a mess behind for your family to clean up? Give me just 2 hours and I'll show you how. I'm attorney Mike Collins, host of Radio's Legally Speaking show. Come to my seminar and I'll teach you what you need to know about wills, trusts, taxes, probate, how to keep your money in your family. Register now at MikeCollins.com and I'll even waive the tuition. That's MikeCollins.com.
Coming up on WMAO.
Hillary Clinton yesterday leaves the 9/11 commemorations in New York City a little bit early, and then there is video of her taking a step off of a curb and what appears to be a collapse. We've gotten a lot of different versions of what happened. We're going to talk about that coming up.